In local obituaries this morning, Mr. Leonard Ray Holt, age 77, of Mansfield, died Monday at Grandview Nursing Home after an illness. He is survived by his wife, Edith Holt, one son and daughter-in-law, Charles and Donna Holt of Mansfield, two grandchildren, Brandon and Brandy Holt, one brother and sister-in-law, Roy and Virginia Holt, niece and nephew, Karen and Alan Bottoms, and Wayne Holt of Campbellsville, one great-niece, Jenna Bottoms of Campbellsville. Funeral services for Leonard Ray Holt will be this morning at 11 o'clock at the Lyondwood Funeral Home with burial in the Jones Chapel Cemetery. Mr. Joseph Lawrence Blanford, age 95, of Lebanon, died Tuesday at the Village of Lebanon Nursing Center. He is survived by one daughter, Jane Ellen Mattingly of Campbellsville, five sons, including locally by Eddie Blanford of St. Mary, Nicholas Rice Blanford of Lebanon, one sister, Pauline Schwartzmiller of Campbellsville, 15 grandchildren, four great-grandchildren. Funeral mass for Joseph Lawrence Blanford will be Friday morning at 11 o'clock at the St. Charles Catholic Church with burial in the church cemetery. The family requests visitation after 4 o'clock this afternoon at the Bosley Funeral Home in Lebanon. Prayer services will be held at 7 o'clock tonight at the funeral home. Mr. Bobby Harden, age 69, of Bowling Green, formerly of Campbellsville, died Tuesday. He is survived by his wife, Trudy Chelf Harden. Local survivors include Aunt Alois Harden of Campbellsville. Funeral services for Bobby Harden will be Friday afternoon at 1 o'clock Central Time at the J.C. Kirby & Son Funeral Home in Bowling Green. For more information locally, contact the Stotts Phelps McQuarrie Funeral Home in Columbia. Mr. Oscar Lee Willard, age 82, died Monday in Danville after an illness. He is survived by two daughters, Connie Sue Tungett and Elizabeth Perry, both of Lebanon, four brothers, including locally by William Thomas and Huey Thornton Willard of Gravel Switch, two sisters, Martha Lorraine Rand of Gravel Switch and Edith Naomi Hurrigan of Lebanon, six grandchildren, two great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Oscar Lee Willard will be Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock at the Campbell DeWitt Funeral Home in Lebanon with burial in the Hayesville Cemetery. The family requests visitation after 4 o'clock Friday at the Campbell DeWitt Funeral Home. I'm Greg Gribbins, WVLC News.